This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
Let's talk about another team in the Eastern Conference, Danny. Speaking of the Pacers, the team that they just beat, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And unlike the New York Knicks, there have been certain questions about the Cavaliers during this Donovan Mitchell era. You were on the team that lost in the 2023 NBA playoffs. There was a theme that came out after that the team was too soft, and that was elevated because Jared Allen said maybe the lights were too bright. Him and Evan Mobley struggled against Mitchell Robinson in particular, and Isaiah Hartenstein was there. I don't think Julius Randle was healthy for that series. Yes, he was.
Julius was.
The guys struggled, and the team was called soft. Next year comes around for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They get to the second round. Granted, there were injuries, but they end up losing to the Boston Celtics. Jared Allen did not play with the rib injury, and there were rumors that he was being too soft, that the team, again, was soft. J.B. Bickerstaff gets fired that offseason. They go into this year trying to play at an even better level with Kenny Atkinson. They win 64 games. They're the number one overall seed. They start the season with this incredible 15-game winning streak. They have a 16-game winning streak, I believe. They play at a high level all year long. And then they get to the second round of the playoffs again. And Kenny Atkinson challenges the mental toughness of the team in the post-game press conference. And all of a sudden, all of those lights got too bright themes come back into fruition. Jared Allen had a combined 6 rebounds in the last 2 games of the series. Evan Mobley did not have a shot. Did not take more than 13 field goal attempts in any game throughout the course of the series against the Pacers. Darius Garland, yes, he played with a toe injury, highlighted throughout the course of the playoffs, the opposition saying that he's actually food for them. Kyle Anderson said this of the Miami Heat, said that the Cavs are actually a more difficult team to play against when Darius Garland wasn't on the court. Tyler Hero basically pointed out that they find where Darius Garland is, and that's the start of their offensive function.
Of course, him and Darius are going back and forth.
Darius did say it first, so that we must say that. Ty Jerome, a candidate for sixth man of the year in the top three, come some of these playoff games against the Indiana Pacers, wasn't even in the rotation, got pulled from the rotation.
In game
Danny,
five.
There is reason to be optimistic. But there's also a lot of reasons to be pessimistic. 3 years in a row now, and they've lost in exactly five games. It's the same script every year. Doesn't matter the players. Doesn't matter the coach. I'm letting you be Colby Altman, who you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're Colby Altman. You could only make three moves this offseason for the Cleveland Cavaliers. One by one, tell me what they are.
Well, first and foremost, they had a really good season. But yes, there was some murmurs and talks of them being soft again this year because they missed games due to injury. And I'm never one to question anybody's injury, but if you can miss one, it only takes one game to get back, it's a pain tolerance thing. They're saying you should be playing. Get you a Toradol shot, get you some Celebrex, whatever the fuck you need to do, fight through it and play. But they had a great season, hell of a season. Don played amazing until said he struggled the last two games. He ran out of gas, I think, game two mostly, because they were up 20. And you can see toward the end, they could barely bring the ball up with all those guys out for game two. No Darius. So he just they just collapsed.
A horrific loss. I don't mean to cut you off. I don't want to cut you off before you get into your top three moves, but I will say this. Any excuse about them not being healthy for this round because of the injuries gets thrown out of the window.
Once you lose
game two the way you did. Because you were up, you should have won because you should have won game two. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care who was hurt.
Turnovers,
it doesn't matter.
Box outs, free throws.
Because you had game two.
And then just you can see the sense of urgency even game four. It didn't look like it was there. You know, you like guys and Don's not one to have that lackadaisical open court, let Miles Turner chase you down. You know what I'm saying? Block your shot, then another block shot, Max Strus. So listen, they had a great season, man. They have some good pieces. Ty Jerome just struggled, and they put him in too late in that game four. And he gave him a spark, but he showed up to the playoffs too late. I think you keep Ty Jerome because he's going to be cheaper, right? You pick between Ty Jerome and Max Strus. I'm keeping Ty Jerome because I think he's going to be cheaper than Max Strus. You don't have to pay him the same amount of money you have to pay Max Strus. I'm finding a way to get more shooting or another big just in case something happens and some toughness by packaging Max Strus and Isaac Okoro. Love those guys to death. Think they're really good players, but you don't even play Isaac that much. He's not even rotation. He's a guy that's on the book for $40 million, and Max Strus signed for $75. So I don't know how much he has left, but he's been there for 2 years, and I think he has three more years for about 30-something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 40. So, yes, all right, those two guys.
Let's get into the nitty gritty here, Danny. So so Isaac Okoro making $11 million next year and $11 million after that. Ty Jerome is going to be a free agent. He was only making $2 million, but he's probably even with how poorly he played, the average player in the NBA is slated to make $14.5 million next year. That's going to be the average salary. So.
You can get him for 10.
Exactly.
You can get him for 10.
Maybe.
You can get him for Isaac Okoro's contract. You can get him for Isaac Okoro contract, honestly. I keep him.
You think you can, but Danny, there's a team.
You think somebody's going to jump out the window
every day?
We'll see.
Danny, it never fails. Well, there's always one team.
To see if you can keep him and retain him for cheaper than what you're paying Max Strus. Because ultimately, you brought in Max Strus to be a starter, and he doesn't have to be. You got DeAndre Hunter now, so you don't need Max Strus as your starter. To pay him that much
Max
money
Strus,
to come off the bench.
Yep. Max Strus is making $30 million over the next 2 years. $15 million next year, $16 million after that. So it's $31 million over the next 2 years. So your plan number one, make sure I summarize it.
Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome back.
See if you could keep Ty Jerome by offletting the contracts of Isaac Okoro and Max Strus.
Well, you don't let them off yet. You got to keep Ty first before you make those moves. Because if you can't keep Ty, then you have to keep those guys. So you talk free agency, you keep Ty, you sign him to the contract. And then after that, then you make the move of, all right, now we can get off Isaac Okoro or Max Strus or both of them and find something. So step one, find a way to keep Ty Jerome. Try to keep him for cheaper. If he goes too expensive, then you got to let him go. But try to keep him for cheaper. If you can get him for $11 million and under, great. That's perfect. And he's a good guy come off the bench for you. You keep him, then you package those two guys, find you some more shooting or another big, and get you some toughness somewhere. I don't know where you need to find it, but you got to find it. And I don't know, I don't know if people are talking about Drew Holiday, if he's going to be up for Boston. Another glue guy, another 3-and-D guy that you can get for cheaper. Well, not cheaper, but his contract is expensive. But I wouldn't mind having a Drew Holiday package in those two guys and maybe getting picks, you know, some type of deal like that. So that would be number two for me. Number three is just kind of developing. You just got to keep developing Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. Have somebody working out with them in the summertime. I don't know what it is you need to do. And also, depending on what happens with those two and who you can get for those two, if nothing happens, then you might have to entertain the idea of Darius.
Okay. Let me take a step back here. So let me get this straight. You are still a believer in the core four. Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, Allen. You're still a believer in the core four.
If you can bring in the right pieces around him, you need a Drew Holiday, like somebody that it can be a glue guy and defensive guy like that for you.
Like a Josh Hart.
Yes. Josh, they're not giving up Derek White's. They're not giving up. You can get a Drew Holiday or Josh Hart, somebody like that.
That type. Yes.
Yes, that type of player, like a utility guy. You could probably steal somebody from Indiana. You could probably get Nesmith or Mathurin. You know what I'm saying? Like you might be able to steal.
Mathurin ain't gonna be on the same roster as DeAndre Hunter. We already seen that.
Yeah, we saw the smoke, but you can find a utility guy that's a Swiss Army knife that can do a lot of dirty work for you and give you toughness at the same time. So yes, but I do think if you surround the core four with the right pieces and be able to keep Ty Jerome, it's always a great regular season team, but the playoffs, they get another year experience. Patience, man, a lot of GMs. And you keep a group together for that long, it's only a matter of time before you win. And I think if they don't get it done next year, then of course blow it up. But give it one more year of seeing how it can work. The East is always up in the air. There's always injuries. There's so much moving around. Boston ain't going to be the same. New York ain't going to be the same. There's always something happening. You keep your group together. It always gives you home court advantage because you're going to have to jump on people for the first third of the season. You're going to win games, and you just have to stay healthy for the playoffs. But you got to find the right pieces to surround them with. That's all I'm asking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, I think there's going to be some people who agree with that, and I could understand that theory, especially the way the East looks like it could be next year. It could be a wide open opportunity for them to be in the top three again. I think some Cavalier fans and basketball fans in general, Danny, are going to simply say that Jared Allen specifically and Darius Garland, maybe not to the same extent, but Darius Garland too, but more Jared Allen, is just not the type of guy who is tough. And you can't be soft. You can't have your mental toughness challenged at the center position. maybe at your point guard, maybe at your wingman, but your center, your last line of defense, your rim protector cannot be ever confused with any word associated related to soft. What do you say to those people?
I think you can win with him. Yes. Now, my question more so is size, not softness. Yes, they can. They are at times shown softness. You can, figure it out, but you can mask it with other pieces around it. You know what I'm saying? All it takes is one guy to come in. Not saying you're going to get Draymond or Dylan Brooks or Pat Bev, but if you get the right guy with the mind mentality to have you, you know, we're going to be in the battlefield every game. We're going to have smoke and we're going to make you tough. You can kind of fix it or mask it. You can't fix the size. Like Darius, I just think more so anything is the injuries and the size. They're going to attack him because he's small. They're going to put him in foul trouble. You're going to need somebody that can help Don bring up the ball and have size and play defense because Don is already undersized as well. It's hard to have two guards in today's NBA at that size and try to win your conference, especially with Boston, how their makeup is, New York, how they make – even though New York may be – they are bigger in size, but even Jalen Brunson, he plays well above his size because he is a big man at the point guard position. He is the new era.
He's a bully.
Andre Miller, Mark Jackson, back you down. He's a bully.
Good call.
Derek White is not a little guard, and he is not a bad defender. Very big body Brunson, yes. He is a very good defender, and he made Derek White look like a smaller guy. And Derek White's bigger than him because he's going to shoulder you, he's going to body you, he's going to spin, use footwork. He's going to create that space. And if you give him back-to-back, he knows how to draw fouls too. But, yes, he's going to bully you, and he's a bully point guard. So he's not an undersized point guard because he plays bully ball, especially on the offensive end of the floor. Defensively, a little different. He's going to show hedge, but he still ain't no slouch. He's going to
He's not a pushover.
He's not a pushover. He's going to body Jalen Brunson. He's going to make you shoot fadeaways and Jason Tatum. You're not just going to score over him, or he's going to have to foul you. Darius is in a position where he has to foul all the time because he just can't give up a layup. So that's the only thing that I look at. It's like, all right, you entertain if those other things work in a place right and or they don't work the way you want them to, then it's like, all right, we got to entertain Darius. If we're gonna get Ty Jerome back and we can't get off Isaac and Max Strus, we gotta move Darius and try to find some pieces in return that can help toughness and shooting and another point guard.
I think that I obviously I'm not in the front office. I think that's part of the reason why they probably try to get why they had Tristan Thompson on the roster all year long.
Yeah,
maybe institute some toughness.
Yeah, I get it, but he's not James Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a different.
Yeah, but but also too, like I think he has to also be good enough to be on the court as well. Like I think there's a different level of influence that Tristan Thompson could have given if he was good enough to really be in the rotation as opposed to just 100%. Being on the bench. So. I could see that, Danny. I see what you're saying there, and I see what you're saying with potentially getting making DeAndre Hunter the small forward and getting and making sure that you keep Ty Jerome. I'll tell you what I'll do, bro. I would get in front of it before it's too late. Mm-hmm. Darius Garland is a very talented player. He does not work, and he cannot work, and it will not work in the same backcourt as Donovan Mitchell. It just will not result in an NBA championship. Will you have a great regular season? Yes. Can you be successful in the playoffs? Yes. But I just based on the blueprint.
I didn't want to say it. I'm a little biased. But yes, I didn't want to say it because I like Darius a lot. I like Donovan a lot.
And they get along. Go ahead.
But they just you're right. They don't really fit well for a championship team.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with Darius Garland, per se. It's not to say he's a bad player. And just because Donovan Mitchell can't mesh with him doesn't make Donovan Mitchell like a ball hog.
Not a superstar. He's still a superstar. They're both very good players. And Don's still a superstar. Just together, it's not for championship basketball. But I think Jared Allen and Evan Mobley is a good tandem to have. Because if you meet somebody in the West that got those bigs, OKC's got bigs, Jokic has big. Dallas has bigs. You come out of that West, you're going to need those bigs for when you're playing those type of teams and matching up with those guys.
Yep.
So I like the Jared Allen, Evan Mobley tandem. Just got to get somebody to get Jared Allen and just get him in the box. Do what Rudy was doing, boxing in the summertime. I don't know. Taekwondo, Cobb McGraw. I don't know what you got to do, but we got to get him in there.
He got to toughen up, dog. He's got to toughen up. If I were the Cavs, I would be out on the market for a 6'5"-ish, 6'6"-ish point of attack defender who could handle the ball. I would be looking for a 6'5 Kyle Lowry that I could put together mm-hmm. with Donovan Mitchell. I would start. A Drew Holiday. I'd have a Drew Holiday type at point guard, sharing dribbling responsibilities and playmaking responsibilities with Donovan Mitchell. I would make DeAndre Hunter the center, and I would have an option. I would have two things: a utility big man that has actual girth, like body girth to him, mm-hmm. just in case I have to come into a big body team. And then I would also get a stretch four so that I could potentially move Evan Mobley to the five.
Yeah. That's what you got DeAndre Hunter for. DeAndre Hunter's that guy. DeAndre Hunter could play 3-4.
Well, I would have him specifically as my three now. Specifically as my three, because I want to play Evan Mobley more.
Go back and get George Niang.
We talked about it. You got to get as close to the Celtics roster as possible. Everybody out there,
but if you can get everybody out there shooting, it's going to be hard to get that. That's a big ask, but that roster costs a lot of money, and that's why it's changing. Because that roster is not supposed to be made up that way. You're not supposed to be able to have that roster. Even the Knicks, they're very front-loaded, but even their roster is like, it's a bunch of motherfuckers you're not supposed to have. You got Mikal Bridges, who's really a max guy. OG could be a max guy. Jalen Brunson, max guy. Carl Anthony Towns, max guy.
Jalen Brunson had to take a pay cut for the all-to-work. Yeah.
But you got a bunch of guys that could be max guys under the fucking starting lineup. That's not a constructed lineup that's supposed to happen. But it's happening in today's game because they got rid of the bench. But yes, you can try to go to Boston, but Boston's roster is going to change. So you don't have to – you can get closer. But yes, it's harder now. You say these things, but these are asks that are very hard to find. Like a great
stretch
four that can play bigs and you know, so. But yes, I'm with you on that. I don't think that – I think the Don, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley is the core that for sure you keep that works. You got to make a decision on one of the guys, one of the guards. And I would keep on.
Yeah, and it's not to say that Darius Garland can't go somewhere and be very successful. Imagine Darius Garland could be the point guard for the Orlando Magic, and they would be a very good team because he could survive because he got so many people who could play defense around him, and all they need is a playmaker slash score. Darius Garland would be great with the Orlando Magic.
100%.
So us saying that him and Donovan Mitchell don't fit, shouldn't be offended by it at all.
They go get from Orlando, a Jonathan Isaac or something like that, Wendell Carter.
A Jonathan Isaac would be great.
Carter.
Bataze and Jonathan Isaac for Darius Garland makes sense to me. Both teams benefit.
Yeah, word.
So, we'll see how it all pans out. Let's
give it up Wendell Carter. Yeah, they're not giving up Carter.
No. You can't do that. Wendell Carter is a very good defensive center, and he also got some stretch to him, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.